Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Amy Holmes in All Week with John Hockenberry. John, the swimming world
was...
The swimming world was hit by a tidal wave yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Not only is he going to beat Phelps, he's going to smash his world record. Paul Biedermann of Germany, 142 flat. Phelps in a very rare silver medal performance.
Not only did Olympic great Michael Phelps lose in a major individual event for the first time in 4 years, but Paul Biedermann of Germany smashed Phelps' record by almost a whole second, which we know in swimming as an eon.
Yeah, Biedermann of Germany. But this isn't actually an athletic story. This is a story about high performance enhancing fashions, okay? It's all about a swimsuit.
Ooh, a story about fashion.
That may be banned in international sports next year. Biedermann wore it. Phelps doesn't wear it. It could be the margin and the difference in this particular event. Will Phelps get his record back? Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here in the studio. He's our own takeaway sports contributor. Ibrahim, Phelps lost. Oh, no.
Well, it's kind of like you want swimming to be like car racing. You have a great pit team. You have, that has the best suit, and they suit you up, and they send you out there, and then you swim the fastest time. So I think it's a step below performance-enhancing drugs.
But let's back away for a minute. I mean, the technology in the swimsuits, and nice Speedos you're wearing there, Ibrahim, the technology in competitive swimming has really gone off the radar since China, really.
Correct. FINA, the governing body for the sport, has said that they want to ban all they want to ban metallic-based fibers in the suits. So you would only have... You wouldn't have the ability to have like an alloy on the top of your suit, which
is that
makes
what
it
makes
super fast.
Makes them go super fast.
Correct. Yeah, so that's one of the things that makes them go fast. The design, the way it's cut. They want to make it look like a. They want to make it like a shark.
I see.
So that's how you're supposed to move through the water with some rough spots and some smooth spots.
So why doesn't Phelps just put on one of these suits and, you know, get his record
right
back?
Why didn't he get one? They didn't have one in his size?
Well, this is the funny part. This is when you have it's kind of like Phelps' team crying wolf after he's fleeced the flock. He's contractually obligated to Speedo for last year's super duper suit.
Oh, you know, so that's not swimming anymore. It's NASCAR.
It's NASCAR.
Swimming has become NASCAR. Well, not to spend all of our time on swimming, much as we love you and your Speedos here. Let's talk about Brett Favre. The other big story this morning is quarterback Brett Favre, in and out of retirement, is going to stay in retirement. What do you think that decision was all about? Because he was thinking of going to the Vikings, right?
Well, yeah, the Vikings were definitely interested in having him. I think that Brett Favre spent a considerable amount of this year working out with a high school squad to get ready. News to Brett Favre, you can go, there's life after football in the NFL. You can go be a coach to that high school team. His shoulder just wasn't ready. His shoulder failed him last year with the Jets. He tried to push it. He tried to come back. He tried to get surgery. It just didn't work out.
Were fans clamoring for his return to football?
The Vikings kind of were.
I think I think there were some people that definitely see the value of, you know, you get a guy like Brett Favre in your squad, he's going to deliver. Versus a younger quarterback, they may not have that kind of experience. So if his arm was ready, then I bet the Vikings fans would have been super ready.
It was a strange story because Favre had been stomping on the Vikings from Green Bay for years and years and years. And for the Vikings to want him, it was odd to me to see them in Favre t-shirts. And you would see him at Twins games in Brett Favre t-shirts. So Michael Vick, that's the other big NFL story. We talked about it earlier this week. Vick... out of prison, Goodell says that the NFL, the head of the NFL says he can practice, maybe not play. Tony Dungy is mentoring him. How does that work?
That's going to be an interesting question to see how it plays out. And first of all, someone has to want Vic. And we've heard that the Jacksonville Jaguars have been interested, but they've also pulled back on their interest. No one has stepped forward and say, we want him. So I think in the meantime, Vic is going to be a liability because he's definitely going to miss some games. So teams have to decide whether they are going to be comfortable with him missing games. And I think Dungy is going to be a good force, like almost like a wizard-like force for good in his camp.
But what about the fans? Do you think people will turn out to the stadium just to see Michael Vick return to football?
Definitely. I think without a doubt. There's also going to be protesters that are going to come out to the stadiums. just to protest Michael Vick coming back to football.
I mean,
but without a question,
you're going to
have guys there.
The signs in the stands, the
t-shirts.
Oh,
I hate to imagine that.
I mean, it's really, well, they're very creative there, NFL fans, that's for sure. Is this Kabuki Theater, though? Is it totally clear that Vick is coming back? He will be a major quarterback, if not this season, then next?
The question is, will he be ready to play at that high level? He's been out of football for 23 months while he was in prison. Before that, he was out of football for a considerable amount of time. He's 31, 32 years old. We're not sure if he's going to have those NFL legs. However, he might be fresher because he's had all that time away. Michael Vick will make an impact with whoever he plays with.
Finally, I mean, it just sort of brings us straight to another controversial player in the NFL. Plaxico Burress faces a weapons charge for shooting himself in the thigh. Certainly one of my favorite stories of 2008. He's going to testify before a Manhattan grand jury at 10 a.m. today. Does Plaxico Burress have a future in the NFL?
Plaxico Burress probably did the worst thing in the city that you just can't do that. We just heard yesterday New York City was going crazy about not getting federal funding for police. New York, and how they got that reputation of being a big city with low crime is that they cracked down on firearms. A guy like Plaxico Burress to walk into a bar with a gun in his sweatpants.
Even if he is a Giants wide receiver.
I think that will make him much more of an example, and I think they're going to throw the book at him.
Didn't Mayor Bloomberg want to throw the book at him? I mean, he made like a big statement after this case, right?
Very much so. So I think we'll see about Plaxico. He's also a little bit older guy, and I'm not. You know, we'll see how much playing days he has left. He's an impact guy that can change a game, but we'll see what happens.
Did you hear that? The Ibrahim segueing from Michael Bloomberg to Plaxico Burress. It was a crime story, and then it became a sports story. That's why we have you as our takeaway contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor, talking about Brett Favre, Michael Vick, and Michael Phelps losing that record in his polyurethane suit. Don't ever come in here in Speedos again. Ibrahim, thanks so much.